First, you know, what are implied covenants? Well, a covenant is just a promise. So an implied covenant is a promise that's not contained in the contract explicitly, but which courts find are implicitly there. In the context of oil and gas leases, we're talking about covenants that will be binding on the lessee. These are not typically things that are going to be binding on the lessor. They're binding on the lessee. Now, an oil and gas lease is in part, well, it's in some ways kind of a hybrid. It partakes to a large extent of a deed, but also to some extent a contract. And implied covenants are not unknown in contract law generally. Back when I was taking contract law, our casebook had the case of Wood versus Lucy, Lady Duff Garden, and I don't know if they still talk about that in contracts cases, but you will find in contract law generally, there are sometimes implied covenants that courts will find to fill in terms of contracts. But in oil and gas lease law, implied covenants seem to take on a much bigger role than with many contracts. And why is that? Well, kind of a few-part, maybe a three-part analysis or stepwise reasoning of why in oil and gas leases implied covenants seem to take a bigger role than in other contracts. One is that courts and commentators reason that for the lessor, the primary incentive for granting a lease, what the lessor is primarily going to get out of this contract or deed, is the possibility of royalties.